USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
After leaving thousands without power in Florida, Tropical Storm Elsa has moved into southeastern Georgia, dropping heavy rains and bringing gusty winds. Tropical storm watches now extend from South Carolina up to Long Island, as Elsa is expected to head into South Carolina and eastern North Carolina on Thursday and into the mid-Atlantic coast on Friday. The storm will weaken as it continues over land, but does have the potential to drop several inches of rain as it goes. The storm is being blamed for one death in Florida and another 10 injuries when a possible tornado struck a campground at a Georgia naval base. And Capitol Police will remove the remaining security fencing around the Capitol building starting on Friday. They say it could take 2 or 3 days to fully deconstruct, depending on the weather. Capitol Police say the current threat environment and their department's ability to respond to those threats now warrant removing the barriers. The building, however, is still closed to the public. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free healthcare for illegals. Bail out broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce Silver Eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit AssetStrategies.com.
Former President Trump announced Wednesday that he was suing several social media companies. Tim Berg reports.
Former President Donald Trump is suing Facebook, Twitter, and Google over his account suspensions. Speaking in New Jersey, Trump saying big tech has become enforcers of unconstitutional censorship.
It's a flagrant violation of the Constitution going on before our very eyes. And I hate to say this, but they do it with the Supreme Court, too. They play the refs.
Trump also says he's demanding the end of shadow banning, a practice where an online community blocks a user's comments or restricts their visibility. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And the Tampa Bay Lightning are Stanley Cup champions for the second straight year. They beat the Montreal Canadiens in the decisive Game 5 of the finals 1-0, becoming the first back-to-back champions since the Pittsburgh Penguins won in 2016 and 2017, and the ninth different franchise to repeat as champs. This is USA Radio News.
Friends, my Glendale's, my pillow, my slippers make my feet feel better than they have in about 20 years. My pillow proprietary foam, memory foam, patented impact gel, indoor-outdoor soles, you won't want to take them off, or Mike Lindell will give you your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and save 40% using my promo code USA.
The push for a global minimum corporate tax rate is likely to come at an upcoming meeting of the G20 countries. Lance Pry reports.
U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is expected to press her G20 counterparts for a global minimum corporate tax rate above the 15% floor to which 130 countries, just last week, agreed to. The specific rate and potential exemptions are among issues still to be determined. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Authorities in Surfside, Florida announced Wednesday that crews have recovered 18 more victims from the rubble of the collapsed condominium tower, bringing the official death toll up to 54. Also on Wednesday, the rescue operation was officially ended and moved into the recovery phase.
At this point, we have truly exhausted every option available to us in the search and rescue mission. So today is about beginning the transition to recovery so that we can help to bring closure to the families who've been suffering and waiting for news.
Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine-Caba there. 86 people are still unaccounted for 2 weeks after the collapse. And a federal judge has declined to block some challenged sections of Georgia's new election law ahead of a pair of runoff elections in the state. Portions of the law that dealt with election observers and the deadline to request an absentee ballot were challenged. U.S. District Judge J.P. Bouley ruling that the challenges came too close to a pair of House special elections, but he reserved judgment on the content of the challenges. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.